My name is Florian Krüsch. I'm from Germany, and I'm here in Las Vegas because I made the second prize of the European Silverlight Challenge. And the challenge was all about writing a little application with Silverlight. And the prize was a flight to the mix, and that's why I'm here. So the application I wrote is called Silver Globe, and it's available at this URL on this webpage you see right here, and I'm going to explain a little bit what the application does and how you can use it in your own projects and the controls and everything. So feels a little bit strange if no one's listening. So Silver Globe is based on Silverlight 1.1, and that means it's based on the .NET framework and .NET runtime, and that also means that it's not live yet, because Silverlight 1.1 didn't come with a Go Live license, but I will tweak it a little bit and make it run on Silverlight 2.0, and then I will put it on Complex, and you can hopefully see it live. So what Silverlight does, Silver Globe does, is it's a three-dimensional globe, a map of the Earth that you can freely rotate. The map itself is vector based, so this is about 1,000 vector points that get updated and calculated in real time, and it's a control that you can use in your own projects if you want to display data mapped onto a 3D globe of the Earth, and it allows you to add certain points or regions that you can place and that you can select. Shows information about upcoming conferences. So, but this is just to show what it does. So you can absolutely use the control in your own applications. So that's what it is. And now I'm gonna drill into the project. So it is, like I said, it's the Silver Globe control, which is a library or DLL you can use in your own projects, and the sample application that we just saw that displays information about worldwide events. So you can see the control embedded in the page over here. So this is just instantiating the control in XAML. And in the code behind, you can hook up events like location mouse over, location selected, or drag rotate. That you can handle and display certain information. The rotation data is added over here, and you can absolutely use different geographical locations and put other data in here that you might want to display. So what else is to say? So the zero globe is based on heavy 3D calculations, and the mass that's needed for these calculations is also included in the control, and it's open source. I will make it available on Cosplex, and if you want to play with it, you can go to zero globe.zenmacrew.com and download it and play with it.
So this is a control that you created as part of the Silverlight Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to now make it available to the community to download it. Are they going to be able to contribute back to the control?
Exactly.
And make it
exactly. So
add their own enhancements.
Yeah, it was a condition of the contest that you create something that you contribute under MSPL license.
How long does it take to create a control like this? How long did it take you to create it?
I was talking with Renko yesterday, and I think it took me a little bit longer than him. I think maybe 20 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. That's,
yeah.
It's actually not very long at all for something as rich as what you've created.
Yeah. But I got some background in, I did 3D a long time ago, so I had all this how to do it in my mind and just applied it to Silverlight, to a new platform.
So if somebody wanted to get started creating their own Silverlight control, where would you recommend that they get started?
So actually this is based on 1.1, and I think it's gotten much more easy to build your own controls with, well, it will become more easy with 2.0, because it will move more into the model that's that WPF is based on. What would I recommend? I would try to separate the visuals from the data, and just play around maybe with the existing controls and modify them.
As a control developer, do you work mostly in Visual Studio, or do you work mostly in Expression, or a combination of the two?
I, for myself, I work mostly in Visual Studio, because I'm a developer.
Just as you're creating a control with reusable code in it, you're going to mostly be using a tool that's made for developers. Whereas if you're doing the design, the layout of the control, or the layout of the app, then you would be in Expression.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, when I restart it again, so the gradients you see, edit those in Expression Blend.
Okay.
So.
So this actually would be really cool to hook up to some of the social applications out there, like Twitter or some of the blogging applications, and have those data points show up.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that done in Flash. It's totally doable in Silverlight as well.
Can you show the rollover again, what information you show?
Yes, what I show on rollover is the location name and the geographical position. So, where is it? Like the stuff I added to the page here, like this. So, but it's totally up to you how you handle these rollover events. So you're free to display any information you want. Okay. Well, thanks.
Thank you very much.